Frenchie's 45 years old. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's...
Frenchie's 45 years old. That's
factually just wrong, and it's not even catchy, so that's just...
You had a birthday and everyone knows you might be 45 years old.
No. Yes. Okay. No. That's not the age where that starts happening anyway. How you going, guys? Welcome to Tom's terrible jingle to start.
It's pretty good. Everyone's singing it at home.
Tom's dressed like a hipster trucker right now. He's got a cut-off leather vest, which I don't hate, except it looks like it cost $400.
Yep.
And what's your shirt?
It's some kind of...
Just a purple sky.
Yep, and Frenchie's wearing some kind of slippery wizard costume. He's wearing
Slippery wizard.
Looks like something an African-American man would wear matching pants with.
Well, yeah, it's a Sacramento Kings basketball shirt. So, okay, how you going, guys? We need to get into it. We need to get into the big stuff.
Frenchie's a little frazzled.
There was an incident on the weekend which frazzled me. And I also had birthday drinks, which frazzled me. Tom was there for that. You got frazzled from that.
Oh, absolutely. So we had Frenchie's 45th birthday drinks. Frenchie's 45 years old.
I did not agree to that song.
It was a pub that did a lot of pints. And, well, it was pints for all rounds except for one round where Frenchie accidentally ordered
accidentally
middies.
Accidentally got middies.
Which are absolutely tiny when you've been drinking pints.
No, but okay, what happened, guys? Because we're ordering on the phone. And so I ordered, and it wasn't working. I ordered
one of those
four
apps
again.
Where you scan it and you order.
You
drinks.
Scan and they bring it to your table.
Yes.
They roll in with the tiniest little drinks I've ever seen in my life.
Banter. It was absolute banter.
I ordered four more after that. It wasn't to get out of my round, which people were accusing me of.
Oh, we all had a laugh. Very funny.
So we're gonna skip a few chapters here. That was a loose night. We'll get back to that night. We're gonna start this story. We're going to start this story, guys. If you're following
me. You're acting like everyone knows your fucking history, bro. You got to tell it from the start like they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you're following my Instagram and Facebook, you already know what's going on. There's a rumor that I peed the bed, okay? So we're gonna start from the start. Sunday, I'm out at a golf day with my friends from soccer. I get a message from the missus. It's a picture of just a mattress, and there is a round stain on that mattress. She's been washing the sheets. She's going, what is this?
Round stain really makes it seem small. This was a fucking monster stain. This was a big stain.
It was. It was like two stains. There was one like a dark shade. I'll get it up for Tom so we can describe it to you.
Oh, it was a strange color.
It was a strange color. I will say that.
It was the size of a man in a fetal position. That's kind of the size. Oh my God, Frenchie, you've got half a lettuce in your teeth right now.
Do I?
Like a really big piece of lettuce. Oh my God.
I wonder how long that was in
Bro,
there.
Bro, it is big on this side. I did not see it until you started laughing. It's above the gum. It is fucking, no, it's like there, but underneath. Oh yeah, it's big. Get it. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
I wonder how long that was in there for,
too. That's going to get keyed out on the
green
screen.
Because I ate a sandwich for lunch at 11:30.
Was it one of those sandwiches where you replaced the bread for lettuce leaves? One of them's on your tooth.
I don't know. I got it at the Rabbit Cafe, okay? I got a sandwich, and then it must have been in there since then. And I walked to the station. I got a photo with school kids.
Oh, no.
Because they recognized me. I just didn't ask for one. No, I got a photo
real
of school
fans,
kids.
Real fans would have let you know.
Then I walked to the station. I thought I was looking good too because I'm dripped up right now. I've got a Batman chain. And then apparently I had a lettuce in my teeth the whole time.
Oh, man. You are frazzled. Frazzled Frenchie.
So anyway, the picture of this stain.
Okay, let's see it.
I took a close-up and I couldn't post the close-up because I was a bit like, yo.
So it's like a ripple in a lake when you throw a rock in there. There's like the dark center and then it ripples out with lighter colors.
It's like the eye of Sauron.
It is. It's like a cartoon eye, but with more layers.
So there's one deep dark layer, and then there's like a faded layer around it. It is mostly on, I'd say center bed. Would you say center bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
slash a little bit to my side of the bed. A
little to the left.
It's mostly my side of the bed. We won't say that. So she sends me that saying, what is this?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I said, lol, was that me or Fenton? Which is my dog. Probably not the dog because it can't climb onto the bed by itself. So someone would have had to let it on the bed, piss, then not clean the sheets.
And it was a big piss. That is not a dog-sized piss. That is a huge piss.
That is a I've had a big night piss. That's what. So I get this, guys. I get this picture of a pee-stained mattress right on the mattress at when I'm at golf. And I've got two options here. Two options. I cannot tell anyone. I don't have to post it on socials. I don't have to out myself as a bedwetter if I even did it. Or I can like, you know what? Let's take door number two. Let's see what the people think.
I can see your thought process because I know you. And you would have been embarrassed even to your girlfriend, so you had to double down.
I doubled down. I was embarrassed 100%. I claim that I don't get embarrassed by things, but that's fucking embarrassing. That is embarrassing. I was very embarrassed. I was like, yeah, double down. Even when I told the soccer boys, I showed them, they sort of half laughed. And so I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll tell everyone. And
if only you double downed in terms of a down mattress, then double maybe it wouldn't down. Have seeped through to the...
With the nappies. Okay, I post this online, guys. I post the picture of my missus telling me this happened. And I was like, apparently Friday night was a bigger than I thought, because that's when initially I thought I'd done it. I thought I'd get an outpouring of support and laughter going, ha, we've all been there. Not everyone has been there, Tom. I did a survey. 33% have been there, which is 1 out of 3. So that made me feel better. 2 out of 3 looking at me going... That's embarrassing.
I think most of the comments I saw
were about the colour.
We're concerned about the colour, yeah. Because it's not your classic yellow urine stain. It's more on the blood spectrum.
It's on the shit blood spectrum.
That it's more brown than anything.
But I think
it looks like tea if you spilt a whole mug of tea.
Yeah, like English breakfast tea.
Out of your penis.
Out of your penis. So it could be literally like brown or blood. We don't know.
You do drink a lot of tea?
I do drink a lot of tea and coffee. So that's when I started to suspect that it probably wasn't from Friday night.
What?
So initially I thought Friday night because if it's like if that's a fresh piss, I think it's a different color. I think that's been on the mattress for a while. And that's sort of an aged, like a fine wine.
Now, surely your girlfriend changed the sheets quite regularly.
Yeah, but I don't
Women tend to. Frenchie, you wouldn't even have sheets. You would have known it was you straight away.
Yeah, but I don't think she changed the mattress protector in a while.
Oh, there's a mattress.
Yeah.
What did the mattress protector look like? It protected nothing.
Wait for it, Tom. This is the next part of the mystery.
What?
Next part of the mystery, guys. So there's a massive stain.
A mattress
on the
protector.
Mattress. No stain on the mattress protector.
It is a yellow looking mattress
No,
protector.
Not one. Nothing discolored. I went over it with a fine eye magnifying glass. I licked places.
Oh no. Did you sniff test?
I sniff tested. Nothing on the mattress protector, which is the second part of the mystery. So I was like, if it was on Friday, surely the mattress protector would still be...
Surely your dick would still be leaking. That thing is massive. Not your dick, the stain.
My dick is massive. Oh, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
No, so that's the second part of the mystery. So I'm like, maybe, I guess, at somehow, either my dick went through the mattress protector, around it, someone framed me. This is like a... Did you prank me?
I did not come to your house.
Well, I'm like maybe 6 months ago, did I sleep under the mattress protector when the missus was away? Do you know what I mean? This is a lot to take in.
But the mattress protector is more of a foam, like an old school, like that's what it looks like anyway.
Yeah, it looks
like
one of those. It is.
Those spare mattress vibes when you're at a mate's house and they bring out the old fucking yellow.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that vibe, but it's a pretty good one, I think.
Hmm.
Or the third part. Okay, so...
Okay, there's a lot
happening. We need to solve this mystery, guys. There's a lot happening. Perfect. I will take it if I wet the bed after a few drinks. Okay, I'm the most obvious suspect, not going to lie.
It's looking guilty.
But if this is Sherlock Holmes, it's never the most obvious suspect, is it? Mm. They've got a 40-minute plot to get through.
You're the red herring.
I'm the red herring.
Mm, who wouldn't you expect? I'm telling you who. Your girlfriend.
So, girlfriend.
That's one.
Definitely could have been her.
Dog.
People were saying, they're like, oh, yo, she must be a squirter. You fucking mad rude. I'm like, yeah, oh. That's that one, I think.
Imagine if she was a squirter and you never knew.
I never knew. It was just one night I was out. dog.
Yep.
Dog is a very good suspect.
Mm. Except your dog doesn't sleep on your bed, I found out.
No, he doesn't.
So that kind of, that's looking...
Fourth suspect, which I talked about on the Instagram stories, ghost. The ghost of R. Kelly.
That's a very good option.
He came in the room.
Yeah.
Peed on me, which is what he's known for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I went straight into the mattress, not through the sheets, and left.
But the reason that doesn't hold up, your age...
I'm pretty youthful. I'm a youthful looking.
If he's a ghost, he can go through any wall, and he's not going to come to an overaged person's house.
I'm a youthful looking man,
and you're a man. I think mainly his victims were women.
It's both. So,
what about the fact that you did have a mate stay over that night who was also quite drunk?
He
did stay in the lounge room. But he might have walked in pissed all over you. He might have thought that was the bathroom. Because I've been to your place and the bathroom door and your door next to each other.
Fourth suspect is my mate Scotty. Okay, I like that. Fifth, that's the fifth. The fourth is the ghost. We've got five suspects. Anyone else it could have been?
Well,
we got a cleaner.
Okay.
Yo, maybe she did it. Popped a little squat because we didn't give her a Christmas tip.
You meant to do that.
Well, she gave us a Christmas present. That's why we felt bad.
Was it a piss on the bed?
Apparently.
Here's another suspect.
Mm.
This is the excuse Elliot used when he pissed the bed. So Elliot pissed the bed, former Roundabout crew. You've seen him in videos. He pissed the bed massively when he was in Bali after a big night. Here's a picture. He fucking flooded that thing.
It literally covers the whole mattress.
He was sharing the bed with a longtime female friend.
Mm.
She woke up as well in the piss, and he thought the air conditioning was leaking. So maybe your aircon was
And
leaking.
Did she keep sleeping on it?
She was so hungover, she kept sleeping in it. So he was sitting in a chair looking at the mess he'd made. It was all wet and she was just in the puddle. Horrible.
That's what you don't realize is that maybe I did it. We don't know yet. Inconclusive. But lots of people do when they drink. So I thought we could go through my DMs because people have been sharing stories with me.
Love that.
We won't out the names of people, but I just want to hear a few more...
You can make rhyme versions of their names if you wish. So if you want to hint at their names by rhyming.
Because someone just sent me a meme. It's Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yep.
It says me. It says, you lied to me. I trusted you. And then the next picture is Jake Gyllenhaal looking down all wet. And it says, the toilet I saw in my dream.
Yeah. True.
Okay. Hey, I actually shat and pissed on the floor of a motel in West Sydney once and cleaned it with my baby brother's new onesie while the fam was still out drinking. I had to crawl to the shower. I was that fucked on Jaeger and whiskey.
That's good.
That is beautiful. See? It happens, guys. Don't be ashamed. What's this one? Got home from a mate's bucks. Mrs. told me to hit the couch. Woke up next morning. Had shat the couch.
Oh, jeez.
Not on worse. The couch. He shat a whole couch out.
Wow. That's impressive.
Boys in the Bucks chat thought it was a big lol. Miso, not so much. That seems to be the vibe.
We had a mate when I first moved to Sydney who stayed on our couch and pissed on our couch and then left without telling us. And then my housemate was on the couch just like...
Who was that?
You don't know him.
Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah,
but it was annoying.
See, it's a common thing.
We had that couch for a long time. You sat on that couch. It had piss on it.
It's a common thing. You can read this one.
Not the bed, but pissed in the cupboard on a pile of my snowboard clothes. then went for a ride in the morning, wondering why they had a funky smell.
He R-Kellied himself there.
Wow.
Oh, this is so good. I feel better. That's like the thing with, I guess I'm like.
I did like your post where you laid and the placement of the piss stain was right where your dick would be, which was very telling. It was like your dick was the stone and the ripples matched perfectly.
And then I wrote, Devs wasn't me.
And it was like a chalk outline of a dead body. Like it was very telling.
So stand up, piss on the floor, get back in bed, wake up, no memory of anything. That's what I think might have happened 6 months ago. Maybe I pissed the bed, cleaned the sheets in my drunken state, and then forgot I did it.
It just seems like a bit coincidental because you were very pissed on Friday.
Yeah, but I have been very pissed before.
Okay. It just seems coincidental that she discovered it after that weekend.
Yeah.
I've actually found something to help you out.
Okay, cool.
Make you feel a bit better.
Cool.
I found an article with celebrities who were famous bedwetters. Just to make you feel at home with some celebrities.
No, you didn't.
Yep. So there's plenty of people out there, Frenchie. Katy Perry, she's gorgeous, absolute talent. The famous singer experienced frequent bedwetting during her teenage years. That's what her teenage dream song was about.
She also wrote...
Teenage dream when I am pissing on...
That's also what the song Hot and Cold was about. Because she got
You're
hot when she
then
peed.
I wake up, it's cold.
And she got cold when the pee dried. Yep. It's hot and it's cold.
Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner. The matriarch of the Kardashian family. She has a light bladder leakage and is quite vocal about incontinence on the TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, that's a bit of a different vibe though too.
Here's one. Here's one to make you feel better.
Yep.
P. Diddy. And his name is P. Diddy.
No, no. That is too perfect.
He was a bedwetter.
Like as an adult?
Nah. Well, it doesn't say, actually. It just says was a bedwetter. It does say past tense. But P. Diddy.
That is so good. That's why he had the name. So that was a little...
He just backed himself, calls himself P.
That was a little Easter egg the whole time and no one knew. They're like, why is he not called Puff Daddy anymore? It's like, ah... P. Diddy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he's a bad motherfucker.
Realized that I've really struggled with that word. Incontinence was something that many people deal with every day. In his late 40s, like Frenchie, he began his incontinence journey and worn protection while creating movies. Oh, so he wears a nappy on set.
No, I think he means a condom.
Oh, so it fills that up.
Yeah.
Water bombs people in the cast.
Can you do an impression of Samuel Jackson after he's realized he's peed himself?
I can't think of any of his quotes.
He just says motherfucker a lot, I'm pretty sure.
Motherfucker, do you smell pee?
That's really good. There's too many motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
You could have changed it to piss in bed.
Yeah, but that was for you. Oh, that was a quote, and now you can do it.
No. Stephen King, the author, that is scary.
Oh.
Vince Vaughn, comedian. Whoopi Goldberg.
See, funny.
Whoopi Goldberg, funny. Sister act.
We should form a society.
Don't try and make me join your society.
The pee crew. The pee crew.
No, I'm not in it.
Have you never done it when you've been hammered?
No. I pissed down the stairs once. I thought it was the bathroom and I pissed down the stairs.
So that's almost like a subsection. You're almost different. In the club. Yeah. You're not really. We would not allow you in the pee club.
I at least thought I was doing the right thing. But
funnier.
It's funnier.
I'm going to be honest. That's funnier.
Yeah, I'm surprised because you see that in movies a lot. Like someone pissing in the cupboard or going in the wrong spot. And I'm like, as if that actually... No, it
actually happens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky I didn't fall down the fucking stairs, to be honest.
Oh. Yeah, that is weird how you like have some weird... It's weirdly coordinated,
it's like
motor function.
Specifically down the
stairs.
That's
the bathroom.
Yep.
That's the bathroom.
Oh, man.
I almost fell asleep on my balcony on Friday night, actually, to be honest.
Really?
I was playing with a dog and then I was like, half an hour went past. I was like, oh, I better get up.
My hangover was ridiculous. I swear, I was pretty drunk, but I swear I've been drunk a bit. I was battling.
Yeah.
I wanted to die.
Because you're out of action.
Yeah,
you need to get piss fit again, bro.
I don't really want to.
No, just casual beer fit at least.
Oh yeah, I can I'll have the casual drink, but I don't get like that kind of drunk anymore.
We went to a premiere on Thursday night too.
Oh yeah, it was cool location.
It's fucking sick. It was shout out Darling Amazon Harbor. Prime. We saw Michael B. Jordan's new one. Check it out.
Yeah, it's on. It was cool going to like a streaming premiere because normally they just go on the streaming service, but they like held an event.
Yeah, well, that's what like people need to realize is that new world streaming's taking over.
Yeah, it was lit. There was laser tag.
Yeah, fuck. But there was basketball games where you shoot a basketball. Yeah, there was a prize for if you won laser tag.
Yeah, you win a fucking PS5.
So Tom just ran around pistol whipping everyone, but he didn't realize he had to shoot him.
I'll tell you who won. Real handsome dudes. It was disappointing.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking damn. Models.
Just talent.
Fucking handsome talent. People.
Give us Argos a chance. Give us a PS5.
Do you reckon I could get on Current Affair? Like for overcoming my bedwetting?
I don't think you've overcome it, bro. I think it's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
I actually took a photo of something you might need, actually.
Oh, no, it's a nappy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an adult.
I know it's a nappy.
It's an adult diaper washable on Independently You. Yeah, one review. They look fucking washable, reusable, adjustable sizing and $30.
Oh, well, I'm getting, that's a bargain.
That looks horrific. It kind of looks like your body.
That looks, yeah, like my body. There's no six pack there. It looks like he's got a vagina.
Yeah, your body. Oh. So how angry is your girlfriend? Be honest.
Oh, she found the funny side.
Did she? I can't believe she was cleaning it. That is disgusting. Well, I would be like, of course you're cleaning it, cunt.
Nah, but because like she knew by the time I got home from golf after a few beers, it was going to take a while.
It might happen again.
And she was like, she clean it, I'll dry it. That's a fair trade.
That is not a fair trade.
But I think it was an old stain. That's what I'm saying.
No one's believing
you. No, I actually do.
Yeah.
I'm not even just saying that.
I know you're
in denial.
It wasn't
on the sheets. It wasn't on the mattress protector. It must have been an old one.
But I think those mattress protectors, it'd almost act like the liquid had hit it.
What about the
sheets? Funnel down. I didn't see the sheets.
Me neither, to be honest, but she said it wasn't on them. But I saw the mattress protector. And that was like, and then we had a whole other night on it. We didn't smell anything. So it literally must have been like a while ago, which is scary.
Did you think you had some kind of wet dream when you woke up with soaked undies?
I didn't wake up.
Fuck, I had some mad dreams last night, honey.
I didn't wake up. That's the other thing.
What do you mean you didn't wake up? You're dead? What?
I don't know. It's a mystery, guys. We'll never know.
Ah, we know.
We'll never know.
We know. By God, we know.
Let's get into some trending stories.
Slow down, big fella.
Okay, what do you got for me?
I thought it was funny that you thought on the morning after when we're both extremely hungover that you were going to get bashed by a Spaniard.
Oh, that's bro, because I feel like you do this game where you always try to get me bashed.
I think, well, Sam made a clip of our conversation. Is that what happened? Because we were talking about boxers who were fighting. And I was like, you said something about that Spaniard guy. I'm like, you should fight him.
And I was like, I'm never going to do that. That's a terrible idea.
I'm like, yeah, Frenchie wants to fight Spaniard. Everyone. And then he made a clip of that and tagged him in it.
Yeah, but fortunately, he tagged the wrong account.
He fagged. He tagged a fake account. Slip of the tongue. Ooh, Freudian slip, am I right? Fellas.
Bro, anything that happens when I'm hungover or rattled, it's just the worst just so news of the work. Day, bro.
I can't have things. I was lucky I had no plans the day after. Mm. And I'm very glad because I stayed in bed. I got up, ate some food, and then went back to bed. And yeah. I just felt sorry for myself after, all day.
Like, I need to have another nap till I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
I got to suffer through the morning and get like a 2 p.m. nap.
I feel like I'm dying. And then I have to eat and then have like another nap and then I feel okay. Guys, we hit 420 posts on our Tom and Frenchie social. So, everyone, that's exciting news. We had a nice little artwork by R. James from Michigan. And, yeah, it's good time. So head on over if you don't follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Hello to all our new listeners who wanted to hear the peace story too and then sticking around for the rest of it. Bonjour to our international listeners.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to when I was in year maybe 3 and there was a French exchange kid. I think he was exchange or maybe he was just French.
Yeah.
He pissed his pants in class.
Okay.
And his name was Pierre.
Okay.
So everyone called him P-Chair for the rest of school. Okay. Shout out P-Chair.
Okay.
Just letting you know, there might be some nicknames
coming
your way.
Another French P-chair. Person peeing.
Yes, that's true. That is a true story. Shout out as well, when I was in year 7, I made a friend. I can't remember which friend it was. I think his name was Callum. He, I made him laugh so hard that he was like started crying, and then he pissed his pants, and I had to go home.
These are some random memories you've got.
They're all pee related.
I'm getting it. It's a pee themed episode.
Yeah, it's pee themed.
I brought it on myself. I chose to post that. It wasn't smart. Enough embarrassing shit happens that you don't need to bring more on yourself.
Oh, I love it. It's good. It gives you something to talk about.
Well, that's the thing. I'm supposed to be a comedian, so if I can't laugh at myself,
that's it.
Who can I laugh at?
True. Only the disabled.
That's what I was going to say.
I think I read your mind then.
I knew
then.
You were going to say that.
I think I read your mind then. I was like, I shouldn't say that, but we're both thinking it. All right, so what is the conclusion from our pee story? I think the conclusion is your girlfriend may have done it.
I think that's the conclusion. Well, she spread the rumor. It. Why would you clean it if you didn't do it?
That is a guilty move. You're right. That is a guilty move. I would be furious and I'd be like, well, there's no way I'm touching your piss, but if it's, yeah, I think she did it.
I think the other thing is like everybody love everybody. We all do things. Just laugh about it. More people have peed their pants than you realize.
That was an expensive mattress, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't buy it.
It looked expensive.
I didn't buy it. Yeah, that was the conclusion. Guys, I'll keep you informed if it happens again. Maybe our podcast Christmas party. That's when we get...
Should we do a pee song while we're on it?
Your pee song.
Maybe it's P. Diddy.
P. Diddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It seems like it's a good time end the segment.
Okay, we're going to do a pee song for you for our new listeners.
Generally, what do I search for him these
figure
days?
Out,
like, I don't even know
what to do P. Diddy karaoke and then see what pops up.
Okay. Here's a pee song.
Oh. No, it is. Imagine if it happened like, well, as obviously you've got stories, but like when, no, I guess over the age of 19 is when you can handle it and own it. But before then, fuck, would be mortifying.
Yeah.
Because totally. It's actually a sign of partying hard. You realize a lot of my friends have done it.
Oh, yeah. So. You do hear stories. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is
my
good.
Pee, my problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one goes out to all the
people who've pissed themselves.
All the bedwetters. Drip, drop, drip, drop.
Who's that? Who's that? Pissing on the bed. Who's that? Who's that? Was it the dog? Was it the cat? Was it Frenchie in a hat? Who's that?
R. Kelly's here. Wants a piss. Was it Frenchie or R. Kelly? Wasn't Frenchie. Missed the beat. Doesn't matter. Wasn't me.
I'm out of golf. Clean that shit. I didn't do it. You did. Clean that shit. It wasn't me. It was a kid. R. Kelly. He did it. Thought I was a kid. R. Kelly.
There's a ghost in my bedroom. It's not me. There's a ghost in my bedroom. Call TV. Ghostbusters. Bill Murray. Get the ghost. Wasn't me.
Coming up. I peed on you, yeah. Cleaning my sheets, yeah. It smells like my urine cakes.
Could be some blood and could be some shit. I don't know what came out of my own body. Wasn't me.
Don't be ashamed. Everybody does it. Kris Jenner did it on her cousin.
We don't laugh at people who do it. Lots more people have done it than you do it. Katy Perry, hot and cold, doesn't matter if you're young and old. We all pee our pants, we all pee our beds, we all pee the chairs, we all pee on homeless people. Fuck the homeless, fuck the homeless. Get a fucking house, you fucking homeless bum.
I'm coming up, yeah, pee on my pants, yeah. It's cool to pee your pants, us Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs.
Pee your pants, be in the club. Pee your pants, shit your bed. It's all laughs. It's all love.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, that was good.
That was one of our
best
ones.
That was one of our better ones, yeah.
That was really...
Fuck yeah, we've been off the last few weeks, but I think we're back.
Oh, we're fucking back,
we
bro.
We are back, son.
We are back.
Ooh, guys, head over to our Patreon where there's a lot of P-chat happening right now.
Oh.
We need as many Patreons as we can. A lot of you listen to this show, but only a select few give us money. And we have to pay people.
Support the boys to support you. We've got two tiers. We've got the normal tier, and then we've got the Drip Kings. Is that what they're called? Drip Lords. Kings,
yeah.
And we actually just sent them out a package.
We sure did.
Oh, so they're going to get that. So, if you watch this on socials, we are on all the socials, and our boy Sam posts the best memes ever. Man. Leave a few comments if you enjoyed them, especially if you're watching this on YouTube. Leave us a fucking comment. We get thousands of views, sometimes only 26 comments.
That's right. Let us know your peeing stories.
Let us know your peeing. Yep.
Make Frenchie feel better. Any celebrities you know who pee their pants?
Okay, we'll read out the peeing stories under this YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read out all the peeing stories, every single one, next week.
All right, so the last few weeks, we're into the trending news, guys.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
The last few weeks, there's been a few stories come up about politicians doing weird shit, and it's kind of gone past the radar and didn't make the story, but I decided to write one down this week, and this is, I've only read the title.
Well, we read out the story, but we didn't, this is the second part of it.
Is it?
Did we covered the first part on the podcast.
Did we?
Yep.
Oh, because there's so many, I can't keep up.
Yep.
The Liberal staffer caught wanking over a female politician's desk has filed a police report.
So a couple of weeks ago, remember, I did a skit about it with Neil and Will.
I forgot about this. And, there's so many.
A Liberal staffer whacked off onto a female staffer's desk, filmed it for his group chat, posted it, and then someone leaked it. It's like, lol, cum desk.
Oh my! That is like if The Office was set in a fraternity. You know how they do like Dwight pranks and stuff, but it's all like cum.
Well, I was pretty outraged because some people can't control the fluids out their penis, and he's just doing it showing off.
What
like,
a show!
No, don't do it on purpose.
You know how in The Office they'd get like a stapler and they'd put it in some jelly and then put it in the fridge. He does that, puts the stapler in a big vat of cum and then freezes it. And he's like, oh, my stapler's in cum.
Cum prank.
Oh, I can't even use it.
So this gets leaked. We don't know who leaked it. It comes out, the video comes out, he gets fired. And then according to the headline, he's now filed a police report. Tom's going to tell us who on.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to find where it. Four men have been exposed as being involved.
So I can keep talking about Tom finds who's the police report.
I'll go
is
from
on.
The top.
Often we just read the headlines. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You learn as we learn, and that's the way we do it together. So,
as Frenchie said, last month leaked photos of videos of male staffers exposing themselves or wanking in different parts of Parliament House. That is a fun game. Just saying.
Oh, I like wanking in different parts of every house I've ever visited. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's like people, we got to christen every room and have sex in it. These guys wanking in Parliament House, it's because when they went into Parliament House, their boss goes, make yourself at home.
Make
my house
home.
Is your house.
Make yourself at home.
And they made Parliament House their house. The anonymous Canberra insider who leaked the footage also made further allegations about the widespread use of the prayer room in Parliament House, which was also used as a so-called sex room.
Well, it's a church.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of how most priests have been using it.
Most prayer rooms are used as sex rooms.
Say a little prayer for you. Four men have been exposed as being involved. These men routinely... Oh, it's 4 o'clock. Coffee break? No, wank break. Shared photos of videos of these acts amongst themselves on Facebook Messenger spanning at least 2 years. MPs and friends of the sacked staffer said that leaking the explicit materials was image-based abuse. Oh, so they're saying,
yeah,
you
that's what I thought.
Notes.
That's what I thought. Someone's set fire of a police report about who leaked.
So they're saying, this is revenge porn.
It really is, though, isn't it?
I guess. That's normally like relationship-based.
Do two wrongs make a right?
I don't think they've broken any laws, but morally, they're bankrupt.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Tom.
Imagine going to they go to get a home loan. Sorry, sir, you're morally bankrupt.
Oh, fuck.
That sucks. I heard you wanked all over Parliament House. This comes after Australia has been rocked by a number of high-profile... Yeah, this is where it gets a bit... Ugh. Yeah, politicians.
Yeah, it's just funny. So he's got fired and he's like, how do I turn the tables? Yeah. I'm going to sue someone.
Boing flip.
How could you do this to me? It's like, you act off onto someone
you
else's desk.
You stared at me masturbating. Oh, so there was also leaked footage, I think last week, just after we did the podcast, of our Prime Minister at a big... Australian Christian convention. He did a big 20-minute speech. He also flew to this convention in the Gold Coast on taxpayers' money.
Why didn't God fly him?
Exactly. Mm. Here are some of my favorite quotes from it.
Can you read in ScoMo's voice too, please?
You've got to run to not grow weary. You've got to walk to not grow faint. You've got to spread your wings like an eagle to soar like an eagle.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I'm going to get that as a bumper sticker.
Spread your wings like an eagle to soar like an eagle.
Mm.
That's not bad.
He also claimed that when the bushfires and natural disasters are on, when he was hugging people, he was in a way healing them.
In a way, he was.
Our Prime Minister is a healer.
In a way.
Yeah?
Mm.
You back that?
Let me heal you.
Let me heal you.
Let me put your arms around you.
I just want you to build me a new house.
You're healed.
Your hands smell like chlorine.
You're healed.
Have you been wanking in the prayer room?
Desks? You got any desks around here? That'd be sick if doctors just did that. Just fucking hug you.
It's so
broke my leg. You're healed.
It's so weird. He also said like...
Bro, I told you the time I saw a healing service.
What?
So, you know, I grew up in a church family.
Yeah.
So, I had to go till I was like 15 and then parents like, you can decide for yourself. And then I barely went again. But there was one service where my mate's like, yo, there's a healing dude, come down.
That's lit.
It'll be lit. It'll be funny. I'm like, yeah, this will be good for stand-up. I think I was 18 or 19. And so I went and it was so fucking... It's the dodgiest shit ever. He's like, who wants to get healed with the power of God? And there's...
Who wouldn't?
Oh, exactly. So there's one person. He's like, oh, I got a fucking broken leg. It's like, who else is there? And this woman's like, I got a bad back. I've had trouble with my back for weeks. He's like, oh, God will heal you. Gets her up.
Mm.
And then just starts like rubbing her back, going, oh, can you feel that God is healing you?
Table.
He's healing you. Do you feel better? You pretty much just peer pressure.
Yeah.
Her to say
that's
yes.
All it is.
I feel better.
I feel like that's how hypnotizing works as well. It's
no,
like
hypnotizing is real.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
How do you know?
Because I had a hypnotist do a show before me in Melbourne for 23 nights. And so I watched about, 9 of them.
It's too many. He hypnotized you into thinking it was real. And it worked. So maybe he is real.
So then it's real. Wow. No, he hypnotized me as like, you will pee your bed in your sleep.
Oh,
it took
work.
A while, but he got me.
It does work.
No, but actually because I'm pretty skeptical about hypnotism too. And yeah, it is a power of suggestion, but like it's a human brain. Why? Like the people he got up aren't actors. And even actors wouldn't do it that shamelessly, you know what I mean?
So if we got a hypnotist...
Like without laughing. And the best one, I've talked about this on the podcast, was when I saw, I think it was Neil. Neil was up there. And I think Josh went up too. And like, they told him his shoe was his phone. It was either Neil or Josh. And let's say Neil. He told him his shoe was his phone. And when you hear it ring, you got to pick up your shoe and answer it. And it's your favorite celebrity. And so it starts ringing. And you can see him like look down at his shoe and his brain's telling him, he's like, I know that can't be a phone. But then one half of his brain's telling him, that's a phone.
Yeah.
And so he's like battling with himself, like going towards his shoe. Oh, no, don't. It's a shoe. It's like, no, it's a phone.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man. And then other people like different nights.
Then was he like,
other people different nights would answer Paris. It and they'd be like, yeah. Rolf Harris. Other people different nights would answer and be like a Kardashian or something. It's, bro, it's crazy.
Guys, if there are any hypnotists out there who think they could get a skeptic like me, we'd love to have you on the show to hypnotize me.
Oh, that'd be good for the Christmas party.
The Christmas party? No, because then I'll be out on the town. I don't want to be hypnotized in public.
I would love to get you to shit yourself via a hypnotist.
You probably wouldn't need to. I'll probably do it anyway.
Okay.
You don't need a hypnotist.
Read this next
just
title.
Give me a shot of Sambuca.
Read this next title. I can see it over your shoulder. Good. It looks funny.
Okay. I put this on my story. A double amputee tells us about how she uses her stump as a big fleshy dildo.
Wow.
And there's a picture of like a really sweaty... she looks smelly.
First question. So she's a comedian, I take it.
Yes.
So first question... On herself or on someone else?
From the fact that it's not below the elbow, it's just kind of the elbow, I don't think she could get herself.
Oh, there's a will, there's a way. There's a will, there's a...
Yeah. You could maybe mush the tip.
Just mush the tip, yeah.
Mush the clit. I don't think you could get in there.
But the other one's a leg, isn't it?
I don't think you could do that either.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
No, that's a fair question. It must be with other people.
But that's okay, the thing. Anything can be a dildo.
Just really lubing up the arm stump and doing what you would do if were a person wanting to fuck a chick. What? Which is that you start talking dirty and playing with her clit, she explains.
So she fucks chicks.
I'd never imagined such a fucking thing. Being able to use those parts of my body in any fashion during sex was just really foreign to me, and I was intrigued. But it wasn't until over a decade later that her own then girlfriend, a big butch, gorgeous, shapely woman, reignited that stump fucking spark in person.
Also, before that, she's gone quite a few different people with stump fetishes. One guy even gave her a stump, her stump, something akin to a blowjob.
Oh, that's nasty, man.
No, it's not. That's love, bro. That's beautiful.
Kath's arm stump has a residual elbow, which means she can move the tip, the very tip of her stump inside the partner for a very climatic G-spotish moment. Yeah,
that's fucking hot.
However, the bone that it comes with such a joint means she can actually penetrate.
She can't penetrate too deep.
Yikes. So good, unlike a penis, it doesn't have that sort of real flexibility.
Yeah, good to know. Do penises flex, do they?
I guess, yeah.
How much does yours bend?
Have you seen... speaking of that...
Okay, I don't want to see this. What makes him think...
No, this is good. It's not. It's going to be on YouTube.
It's going to be a bendy penis.
No.
You're going to tie. It's going to be tying a penis into a knot.
No. An X-ray of a couple having sex, and you can see the dick. It does lots of movements you wouldn't know about.
I wouldn't. I only know one, and it's called pee on mattress.
Yeah, true.
It's the remix to Piss Nation.
9 years ago seems too long.
Frenchie peed on the bed.
I don't think it's going
to
show.
Show me. Now I'm excited. Did you whack to it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question, guys. Oh, so guys, he said X-ray, and that looks like a cartoon. You were same as me, probably thinking of a whole body. It's literally just the genitals.
I think the one I saw was a whole body. No, this doesn't show. That looks like a kid's drawing or something.
A kid's drawing?
No, it doesn't look very detailed. It's no good.
I wouldn't say kid's drawing when you're talking about that sort of stuff, Tom.
Well.
Okay, next one. Oh, this is big.
Okay.
Guys, on the podcast, maybe a year ago, we had the fizzy drink king.
Oh, Rohit from TikTok.
He was forcing
himself to stop having fizzy drinks, and he was telling us every day he hadn't had one.
In the most engaging way possible.
Do you want me to do an impression?
Do an impression, please. Okay. Hello. Thank you. This is day 5, not having a fizzy drink. I feel good. It is day 9, still no fizzy drinks. I wanted one, but I didn't have one. And that's for 100 days. Mm-hmm. His account, TikTok account, got hacked.
Anonymous?
And they deleted all his videos.
Oh, that's just cruel.
Cruel, bro. And then I went and looked because I was like, I saw this and I was like,
bro,
it's only like random clips from Dubai.
Why would you do that? That's such a weird person to attack.
He couldn't reset his password, couldn't get the security code. He started to get worried. He may have been the victim of an international cybercrime. Someone from Dubai. But like, why would they just post there's like random pictures of like Dubai scenery and shit like that.
That's so weird.
Like video, sorry.
Maybe Dubai is quite a big exporter of fizzy drinks, and it's bad for their national drink or something.
So it's a big government job,
you know?
It's a big conspiracy.
It's like some kind of, spy job.
Bro.
The plot thickens.
That is.
Maybe they also peed on the bed. Too much fizzy drink, and they peed on your bed.
I would believe that.
Mm.
That'd be a sick prank, guys. Let's do that, okay? Let's prank someone.
Okay, what is the prank?
It's getting a bucket of pee.
Mm.
Putting it on their mattress when they're away under the sheets, so when they take the sheets off, there's just a stain there. And then never telling them you did it. Never.
That's good.
That'll fuck with them. That'd be going to see doctors. Do it every day for a week.
I can't remember if it was
every week for a year.
If it was Jackass or CKY,
mm-hmm.
but one of those guys the other one was passed out asleep, and he went up to him and just started pissing all over him while he's sleeping.
Bit different.
All over him. It's like hitting him in the mouth and shit. Yep. Disgusting. Yep. And then to get revenge, he goes and does a shit and gets like a huge chunk of shit on toilet paper. And then he goes up to him and he goes, like a poo stamp on the face. And then he goes, congratulations. And he pulls it across his lips. Like just shit in his mouth. Such a dirty cunts, man. But it's so funny the way he did it.
There was only one way that was going.
Congratulations.
There was only one way that was going. That is...
I don't know why those cunts sleep around each other. You know, people, anyone from a prank house, you know how those pranks are fake? Because they're falling asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
If you live in one of those prank style houses, you sleep in a coffin.
Bro, 100%. Like a locked
fucking like, internal coffin.
Pretty much any, I'd say 95% of pranks on the internet are fake. Yeah. And that's why the Jackass boys must be like turned, like fucking livid. Mm. Because they like did real ones. They literally.
It's like what? I could have not stapled my nuts to my leg.
I could have just faked it. What do you
mean? That's the crazy thing about Steve-O. Like, he's stone cold sober now, like a health freak, but he'll still do some fucking crazy, disgusting shit. I'm like, bro, just retire. Like, we know you're a crazy bastard. Like, you don't need to still prove it. Just have a retire, bro. Take it easy, mate. You've done your time.
Yeah, that's like exactly, man. That's what would he do, though?
Just keep talking about the crazy shit he did. He has the best stories. Yeah, you don't need to still.
I feel like he could I saw talk one where he went on. Years and he went on Hot Ones. Stories.
I saw a TikTok. He was on Hot Ones, and he just got one of the sauces and did like a vortex and sculled the whole bottle of hot sauce.
That's just crazy.
Like they put like a drop and they're fucking.
Bro,
out
I
of
see
it.
People just cry on that one.
Yeah, and he just sculls a whole bottle of it.
I don't know. I couldn't. Bro, I couldn't even go on that show.
Yeah, it'd be brutal. I would like to do it, but maybe. Yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, I got the next one, Tom.
Okay.
Now we're going to do some quick hitters and get back in the stories. Quick hitters, guys. Okay. Yep. Quick questions. Another little segment we got. Do the catchphrase.
Quick hitters, get it up your shitters.
That's it. Yep. That's what it is. What is one of the most embarrassing phases you went through?
Oh, man, this is good. I think we all went through some embarrassing phases. If we look back, we're like, what was I thinking? Mm. One of mine that springs to mind every time, eyebrow piercing.
You had an eyebrow piercing.
Yeah, bro. I had a fucking, I look like Jurassic from Heartbreak High. You know what I'm saying? Except like kind of not as hot. So it was like, and it was real close to my eyeball. It looked dangerous and it used to get infected all the time. It eventually just grew out. So it just kept growing and like my skin rejected it. So it came out sideways. It was like a bar and it just kept getting pushed.
That's
my
so
body
gross.
Was like
that
my body
so
was
gross.
Even
did
like
you
this
have a
is
goatee
terrible.
Too?
No, I never had a goatee. I never liked that vibe.
Nose rings?
Shannon Knoll. I had a nose
chain?
Ring.
Chain?
Nose ring I'd get again.
But like a metal chain? Like
I had
a shorter
ball
one.
Bearing chain once.
Yeah, I had one of them too. Yeah.
I'd have one of those again. They're kind
I'd
of cool
have
again.
That's fucking eyebrow. Yeah, bro. See, I don't really find most fashion things embarrassing.
Yep. What did you have a phase?
Yeah, I had this phase I went through where I used to actually wet the bed once.
What?
Yeah, I wet the bed
that's
once.
That's a new phase, isn't it?
That's an old one. Oh, it's behind me.
Did you bed wet as a kid?
No.
You sure?
No, I'm pretty sure. The main thing that fucks me up in bed is that, what's that one where you can't move? Sleep paralysis. I get that heaps.
Oh, yeah.
No, probably the most embarrassing phase I had was, it was like in year eight maybe. I used to get... What's the word? I guess bullied. I don't know. Just punched and kicked a bit.
Oh, no.
No. But everyone did. Everyone did at school.
For wetting the bed.
No. Wait. There was a couple of guys who didn't get around me.
Mm.
But that's high school. So I went to Taekwondo.
Oh.
I started doing Taekwondo because I was like, Dad, I'll be able to bash him.
Yeah.
I'll get him. But it's self-defense. It's not useful.
Bro,
it's like kicking and shit.
I feel like someone needs to call Taekwondo and those things out. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like...
You're going to get bullied more for going to it.
Bro, it's basically dance. Let's be honest.
Like, it is, bro.
You're doing like routines. You're like doing it to music. It's
right. I wish I just went to shooting practice. You know what I mean? Went on gun range.
Like you really see school. You're watching UFC and they're like, this guy specializes in Taekwondo and he's doing those...
Bro, I have my yellow belt poking out my backpack.
Oh,
see who's that going to stop? Yellow belt poking, a semi-automatic poking out a backpack.
And the worst part
no one's fucking tripping you down the stairs again, are they?
The worst part is you weren't even a yellow belt. You just pissed on the white belt.
Oh, good. Ugh. We can laugh
about it now. One more awkward phase.
Because it was so long ago. You go. What's another awkward phase?
I went through I reckon the awkward phase of when you're 18 and you go out clubbing is pretty regretful.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're trying to pick up on the dance floor and you're doing, I don't know, there's some cringe moments. I reckon if I saw a video of myself then on the dance floor, just trying to be smooth and get with chicks, I'd be a bit embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. Hitting on girls, bro. Simping. The simp phase. Because I had a good few years of simping too. Everyone does.
I say 18. It was probably 18 to 25.
Yeah, 100%, bro. 100%. Bro,
regrettable.
Bro, I don't even want to think about like back when I used to hit on girls. Like, but I used to do it in a simp way. That was a problem. Like, I'd be like, I'm a nice boy.
There's no way to do it and not be a loser, I reckon.
No, there is. You'd be a fucking legend. You say, hey, want to get fingered? What if they do?
Do you work in parliament?
No. I'm saying you're doing it in a cool way. You're like, yo, what's doing? Want to go to Taekwondo later?
Okay, that's
not
better.
Like, oh, I wrote you a song. What the fuck people do? You know what I mean? Want to go to formal.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, I'm going to formal with the boys. I'll hit you up late night. Bro, that's actually the way to do it, bud.
I think in 5 years, you're going to look back and be like, that was an embarrassing phase. When I said that.
No, I won't. No, but that, every phase, almost every phase is embarrassing.
You're right.
Every couple of years, you're like, oh, fuck, that was a bad couple of years.
Pretty much any time I'm single, I'm embarrassed about everything.
Oh.
It's just, I don't know.
Mm.
All right, what's next?
If you had to name a chapter in your life right now, what would it be called?
A chapter in my life. I think it'd be called the Batsu era.
Oh, that's
because that's what people will remember.
That's what they remember.
All the videos I've done, they'll just remember Batsu.
They remember
my most offensive character.
A character that's not you. We don't know who it is.
True.
I think if I had a chapter, it'd be called Wet and Wild.
Yes,
because I like going to water parks.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Or maybe Frenchie's maybe podcast with the pedo.
Mine would be called the Tom and Pee Pants podcast.
I don't know. I think it's weird analyzing your life at
into
the
chapters,
time.
Yeah.
At the time, it's easier to look back on it and be like, oh, that chapter, the Taekwondo chapter.
I feel like everyone.
Now karate's cool. I wish I was fucking still doing it, but. So go on.
What's the difference between karate and Taekwondo?
Karate's just a cooler Taekwondo.
It sounds cooler. Taekwondo's a lamer name.
Yeah, it's more defensive.
Defensive.
Yeah, it is lamer. I'm aware.
Yeah, cool.
I'm aware. What? Oh, this is a similar question, guys. What would the book about your life be called? What would the book about your life be called? See, I already know what mine would be called. I think I'd just call it My Life, but maybe in like a cool language, like German maybe. Just so I could get German listeners.
You know
so I'd say Mein Kampf maybe.
That's not my life.
Is that not it?
No, that's not what that
means. What does that mean?
We'll edit this out. I'm just joking.
It's Hitler's book.
I know. Okay. I was trying to pretend.
You got me.
Didn't know that. Mine would be called...
I've read it, bro.
Mine would be called Tom and the Giant Head. It's like James and the Giant Peach.
Got it.
My Life as a Pumpkin Head.
Okay, good.
Similar title. My Best Friend Peed the Bed. Thank you. You hit
double. Good stuff, guys.
Fuck, it's getting dark early.
It is getting dark early, guys. We kind of lost our energy during that question because it got dark. We're like, fucking hell.
Yeah, bro. I felt that
That's when the pee comes out.
Oh, Joe. Yeah. Frenchie's like a werewolf, but instead of turning into a werewolf as soon as there's moon, he just pisses himself.
I'm going to analyze all my nights out from now until a year ago and I'll find the one. I reckon I'll find the one.
Is there someone who like a blood spatter expert who can do like pee stains?
We need a Dexter.
They could be like, from the splatter of the pee, this was done. By the color, I can tell it was 2004. Mm. You know what I mean?
You were
like,
drinking Jim Beans.
Oh, yeah.
And Red Goon.
It does look like that's exactly what
you're doing. The drip I'm wearing actually, Tom, is what I wore in the film clip I shot last week. So I've got a film clip coming out. People have, well, I say people, but there's a cult following for a rapper and one of the best Oz rappers in the game called Ketamine Thug.
Ooh, I think I've heard of him.
And very cult following.
Mm.
What's less than a cult? Like half a cult following.
Okay.
Mm. And he's got a song coming out.
Is it featuring Chet Hanks? That would be a great feature. You should hit him up.
Yeah, man. That's yeah, funny. Man. Chet Hanks, man. Bro,
how much do you reckon you'd have to pay him for a verse on one of your tracks?
Oh, 50 bucks. Yo, we could probably... Dude. Yo.
Do you reckon he'd come on the podcast?
What? The way to pay for a verse... Yo, is he on Cameo?
Oh, I don't know.
Because what if you pay on Cameo and say, oh, yo, I want you to do a verse in your amazing Jamaican accent?
Yeah, it's lit. Let me... I'll check right now. Let's do it.
Oh, no. For those who don't know, it's Tom Hanks' son. He released a track called White Boy Summer, and half of it is in a Jamaican accent.
If you missed it, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it last week. He's wearing a shirt that says Stop Hate with his arm around a black chick in a thong. It is a beautiful, beautiful moment. Tom Hanks is very proud. He's like, that's my favorite son.
That's my boy.
That's my Chet Hanks. Son.
He's on here.
He's on here. How much?
Oh, that's expensive.
Oh, no, Chet.
Are you kidding? $320.
No, can you get the sound on? I want to see, like, once he's done.
I've been full of big shit.
Here we go.
That is expensive.
That's expensive for him. You can get much better, guys.
Queen Asha. Your girls want me to wish you a birthday. Gina, Sarah, Alana, Emily, Laura, Lauden. Sounds like a gaggle of bad bitches to me. Y'all going to Miami? Oh, shit. I might just have to hop on the next plane, come party with y'all. Sheesh. Y'all just sound sexy, man. Sheesh. I hope you have a good 28th. Do it real big. And, Buzz Lightyear. You think I look like a hot Buzz Lightyear? I'll take that. I consider myself more of a Woody, though. You did. Happy birthday, baby. Peace.
Does he know he's not on Tinder? Or
bro, he
that's
looks
not
like a
DMs?
Fuckboy sending a Snapchat.
That's Cameo. He's bro. Using it to fucking rude. Yeah. What a... That's
getting paid 320.
Getting paid 320 bucks.
To hit on women.
Who asked for it. Like, that's...
Yeah, wow.
Incredible.
He's living the dream.
That's a dream.
Yeah, someone's dream.
It's not Tom Hanks's.
Got him. Oh, shit.
Oh, Chet.
Oh, man.
White Boy Summer. It is catchy song, but...
Yeah, you've been...
I've been pumping it. I've been pumping it. What's do you listen to songs, Tom?
I use Spotify.
And do you... And then what on Spotify do you usually do?
Just search song titles or bands.
So if you're having like... I want to listen to half an hour music while I'm in the car.
I might find a playlist.
Yep.
Or my top songs of... last year or whatever, and then it's like a mix.
Yep. I'm just interested how other people... So I always just heart songs.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that.
And then I'll go
to
the like songs and I'll go play through
that.
I
used to do that, yeah.
Okay. So, guys, I'm going to give you guys some good songs that I've been listening to at the moment. If you want to join and add them to your playlist, you can do it too, Tom.
Okay.
Well, people have been asking me what I've been listening to. They haven't.
I was thinking, that's strange.
Bootleg Rascal, I just saved a few of their songs. Michelle Branch, Everywhere. Polo G, Rapstar. Oh, Good Day. Have you heard that one? That's fucking been getting me. It's a great way to start a day.
I think so, We're
going to have a good day.
Yep.
And all the pedos won't come out today. DMX, because DMX died.
Wait old.
Very homophobic song. Have you listened to the lyrics?
No, absolutely.
Crazy homophobic. Get the lyrics up.
Oh, my gosh.
Get the lyrics up.
Do we want to spark this hate speech? Where the hood at?
I just want you to know.
Where the...
Because it's a hype song.
Would you say you're glad he's dead? Where's the best bit?
That bit. Let's go. Let's see and read from Last I Heard.
Last I Heard, you cowards was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, empty out and throw more.
Oh, that's a different line than what it actually sings. Oh. That's funny. They've done their lyrics.
What happened?
Oh, there you go. How are you going to explain?
Can you just read it? I'm blind. How are you going to explain boning a man? Even if we squash the beach, I ain't touching beef. I ain't touching your hand. I don't mess with chumps. For all those been in.
Very homophobic, bro. And then stuff about Kool-Aid and stuff like that.
There is still a lot of homophobia in the rap game.
We released it like 1999.
Yeah.
I've got a song called Feet by NASCAR Low.
Oh, because you love Feet. You love Feet, eh?
I'm chilling at Henny and Reefer. More Bow Wow. You know Bow Wow? Lil Bow Wow?
Of course I do.
Fucking slap still. Because you think.
I haven't listened to
it. He released it when he was 12. You're like, oh, probably not good now. Still.
Yeah.
Bow Wow Wow. Yippee yo. Yippee yay.
Where my dogs at?
Bark with me now.
All right, here's a story I want to read. Last one.
Last story, guys.
Australia's first non-alcoholic bar opens in Melbourne.
I'm sorry, fucking what?
A non-alcoholic bar.
That's not a fucking bar then, is it?
No, that's just a fucking...
That's a bubbler.
Yeah.
Is it what?
That's a boost juice.
That's a boost juice. That's a... Yeah. You're right. Well, fucking what?
Like, what would I go to a non-alcoholic bar for?
Definition of a bar is somewhere to buy alcohol.
I'm there to get a bit looser and get out of my head a little.
But that's a definition of a bar.
Yeah.
Somewhere you can buy alcohol. It's not. I'm sorry, fucking what?
That's the worst. Imagine trying to pick up at a non-alcoholic bar. Come here often. Then they say yes, you leave. You're a fucking loser.
Can you read the rest of it? Where is it again? Sorry, Melbourne.
Oh, it's definitely in Melbourne.
Of course, it's
in Brunswick as well.
Oh, that's the most hipster area. Yeah. That is so
Melbourne funny. Residents know there's no better suburb to host a non-alcoholic bar than Brunswick. Vomit. I once saw a man riding a penny farthing in Brunswick. Oh, and I think that says it all, really. You're saying it like that's a good thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
On the menu is zero alcohol beers, wines and spirits. They're not spirits though, are they? It's just cordial.
Yeah, that's just...
It's just different cordials. Gin without the gin.
What? That's not a drink.
Is it all water? That'd be funny. I'd get amongst that if all the liquor
and
bottles...
And it's a troll.
Just all water.
And it's a troll. And
you
they
pay
just
like $10 for a water. But if you're a few non-alcoholic beers down and you crave a taste of a sweet nectar that is alcohol... Oh, the bar offers the singular option of
a different
an alcoholic
bar. It's a different
G&T.
Bar.
No.
Oh, you can get one.
You can get one G&T. Everything else is non-alcoholic. That'd be a very popular G&T. Surely everyone who goes there gets that.
Wow. How are they going to make money?
I don't know.
Who's going to go there for more than one drink?
They must have
drink?
Fancy mocktails that cost like $20.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
They probably offer like haircuts while they're there too.
We'd have to go there if we went to Melbourne, though, just for the photo.
Just for the troll. Do we go and spike the drinks, or are we just going
ours
to drink?
Ours or other people's?
Our half of
ours. That's all right. That's acceptable.
Ours. No, but like... just with alcohol, like
yeah,
I'm
like
saying.
Bring your own flask like it's a school dance.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd they be must kind be of, attractive people going there.
That'd be a funny video, getting drunk at a non-alcohol bar. That could be funny.
What we should do, plant drugs in there, call the cops and get them busted. Get it shut down. Lols. Or just piss in there.
Piss in there and be like, who did it? Definitely wasn't Frenchie.
We laugh or we cry, guys. We laugh or we cry.
I think that's it from
that's
us.
That's it, guys. Oh, no, I got the letter. Did you get the letter?
What are you talking
from
about?
I brought a letter.
I didn't know you... Frenchie's got a letter from his...
How we got the letter ages ago from the...
Yeah. I don't remember you getting a letter. You said that today, but I had no idea what you were talking about. Frenchie got a letter from his doctor to explain his light bladder leakage. He's trying to say stuff, but let's just assume it's from his doctor. They're saying, Frenchie, your dick is like a running tap. You need some kind of paperclip on the end, some kind of...
P.O. box.
Oh, Frenchie said from the P.O. box, but he really accentuated P when he said it.
Oh, not leave you on the mic. You're just stitching me up. We have a PO box. The
open it
address. The address is in the description. We got a letter ages ago, and it's been sitting on my desk for ages. I finally remembered to bring it.
And if you've sent us something since, we don't check it very often.
I will go down there this week and get it for next week.
Get your letters in. You can send us.
I'm reading it.
Okay.
I don't want you to stitch me up again.
Oh.
Yo, it's actually funny. So on the front it says Robert Kelly Fan Cup.
Damn, that's good.
And then it's, let's see. So whatever you send us, we will open on the podcast, wear it, drink it, eat it, read it, whatever.
Promote
it. Whatever you send it, promote it. You can get free promotion for your company.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck.
People aren't taking advantage enough.
That is, they're not. It's if you want us to just shout you out like as like wingmen, if you're looking, if you're a girl or guy interested, you say I'm unlucky in love, can you just spit some verses on why I'm a good match?
Like a song.
Yeah, a song will do a song for you. You want us to propose?
A voicemail.
To my favorite podcasting duo, Hamish and Andy, Cross Test, Tom and Frenchy.
They don't check their PO box, those guys, they're too big.
As a result of Melbourne and all of Victoria going to lockdown again, this must have been from a while ago. I need to fill the time, so I decided to do something different. End up handwriting your letter. Hopefully you can read my handwriting. It's very good, nice,
yeah. I'm assuming female from the nice handwriting. Don't tell me.
He said not to tell you.
Yeah. Till the end.
You're wrong. Oh, damn. I started watching the podcast sometime in early 2020 or possibly in July 2020.
So fairly recent.
Because we'll call him out on it. When you guys interviewed the fizzy drink guy. Rip Roll hits TikTok. Instead of starting with our latest episode, I went straight to the beginning. That's a good way to go. Back when we were good.
Yeah. from the beginning.
Yeah, they went from the beginning.
I was thinking, I don't remember what we were like at the beginning. We've changed a lot.
The binge them all in about 3 months was giving me the right to say the podcast is as good as it's ever been. The entertainment value has not dropped at all.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
Wow. This is going to make me cheer up after the old incident.
There's still a lot to go. It might get really racist or something.
You guys should take a minute to appreciate and admire that over the course of 120 plus episodes, a pandemic, couple of bad haircuts. I'm looking at you, Tom, he wrote.
Oh, they didn't write that.
All us, we've changed that. Militia, ask us that you never lose the dynamic due of you two mates talking shit and trying to make each other laugh.
Oh, that's cute. Is this... We need sad
this
music.
Is, get some music up. I'll keep reading because it's a long way to go. I do have a few ideas / requests / questions. After the soundboard had issues and was replaced with the custom sounds you added were lost, will you ever add the new ones into the new soundboard? That's a great question.
When I remember to bring my laptop.
I've sent Tom at least 10 new sounds and he hasn't.
You can bring your laptop and a USB C.
Oh, I bring the camera. That's not my job.
I just assigned it.
Are you planning to do a live podcast at this year's Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Oh, we've missed it.
Are you ever planning to do another live...
Next year.
Next year. Podcast at the Comedy Festival?
Next year.
Next
Let's
year.
Let's do a tour next year because I want to do stand-up.
We'll do proper live podcasts, not the Christmas
show.
We'll
do a stand-up before... We'll do a podcast before we do our stand-up shows.
Then I can't drink. But yeah, it's still probably worth it, yeah.
We'll go to a non-alcoholic bar in Melbourne. What's the problem?
Sometimes when you play the music videos through Bluetooth on the soundboard, the volume slider doesn't seem to work when you turn it down at the end of the song. So it keeps playing while you guys are talking.
That's funny.
It's not a big issue. Just letting you know in case you didn't know. He's very helpful.
That is helpful because we're playing a song right now. And it goes for 2 hours. So
well, actually what happens, guys, with the songs is that the way we hear it isn't the way you hear it. You guys hear it. The backing music heaps louder than we do, so we have to go in the edit and turn it down. And we didn't do that initially, so you guys just got blasted by backing music. Are you guys planning on going on any adventures to talk about the podcast soon? We do have a few adventures booked. We've got the psychic coming in soon.
Yeah, we got to organize
that. We got the van trip.
Yeah, once I... That's
and then we've got the colonic. Where we're going to get our assholes cleaned out with each other's tongues. Sorry, not the last part. Just
and
clean
and we're getting our teeth fixed, apparently. Someone hit us up
I'll
and
finish
said
with a story and a question about the story. For maximum Italian volume, could the following please be read by Tom so we get Frenchie's pure, unalterated reaction?
Okay.
I fucked that word.
I had a dream last night that involved Frenchie.
Okay.
I was at a supermarket. And for some reason, I was going around on Heelys. Shoes with wheels like Frenchie has.
That's sick.
Out of nowhere, Frenchie walks over and starts congratulating me on my choice of footwear.
I would do that.
Giving off a vibe of, hey, look at us Heely twins. My question to Frenchie is, if I buy a pair of Heelys, can we be Heely twins?
It's so weird with the music.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Anyone that... Yo, I've made a video about same shirt boys. Anyone that has the same clothes, Heelys, shirt as me, we're already twins. We're already boys. Yeah. You're already in the crew. There's also another crew if you want to join. It's the Pee Your Bed crew. So I'll be starting that up. It's very special. OnlyFans for people who pee their bed.
True.
Mm.
Love you long time, thin head Noggy. Thin from head. From Mitch. It was a man all along. Yep. P.S. Shout out to Beans, Batsu and Caroline.
Shout out to the big three, Beans, Batsu and Caroline. That's a great way to end the podcast, guys. Thank you for another week. We'll see you next Monday. We love talking to you. Hope you love listening. Follow our socials.
Love you.
Bye. Try not to pee the bed.